For our scripture readings in December, we're reading Messianic Psalms. And you may think Psalm 72 doesn't strike me as being on the list of Messianic Psalms. Well, it should be. For one thing, it prophesies directly the gifts that are brought after the birth of Jesus by the kings from the east. It's a Song of Solomon. It's a royal psalm. It actually reflects on the kind of leadership that God blesses and what happens when there's a godly king. But you ask Solomon, Solomon, is this about you? By the way, the occasion for this psalm seems to have been when the Queen of Sheba came and brought gifts and honor to him. And Solomon, if you say, Solomon, is this you this psalm is about? Who is the him? Who is the he? Well, it's very clear. While there's some analogy, Solomon was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's written here can only be true of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks of the blessings he came to give through his righteous kingdom. But then we read that prayer will be made for him continually, that all nations will serve him, all kings will fall before him, his glorious name will be blessed forever. Solomon, is it you you're writing about here? Solomon will say, oh no, it's not me. It's the one who will come. It's a psalm of praise to the king who would be born, even Lord Jesus Christ. Let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Psalm 72. Of Solomon. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for my people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. On the tops of the mountains may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon, and may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him, all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. May God be praised through the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen.